You're listening to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
Tilt Boogie, it's great of you to join us, and ladies and gentlemen, give it up right now for my co-host, the Philly Nelly with the chili on the willy, Christian. How you doing, my friend? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, my brother. This is the Saturday premiere of Full Tilt Boogie, as we stated again, where we moved it to Saturday night. And in case there's like an important event in Saturdays, we will postpone the show.
So, yes, because you know things happen sometimes. Things do happen sometimes, especially on Saturdays. You know, things often come up on Saturdays. Like next Saturday, for example, I don't know that I will be able to do a show next Saturday. There's word going around the campfire that I'm going out of town, so I don't know. Keep you posted, I guess. Check your local listings, Full Tilt Boogie, each and every week, except for when, you know, something comes up, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Hey, so, we've got, you know, we're going to do topics with that include politics, current events, pop culture, and, of course, bears, and maybe
usual.
Well, let's get right to it, man. You know, right now the big thing going around is monkeypox. What do you know about monkeypox? Do you know anything about it?
All I know is it is a blister infection where it has like blisters. It's like chicken pox, but worse. The blisters are big. It's inside.
Have you seen the pictures, bro?
And there's it's horrible. Some people survive it, but some people don't. So it's a 50-50 virus, you know?
Ugh, I'm looking at pictures right now, bro. It's fucking disgusting. So apparently it's so bad right now that there has been, they've declared, the government has declared, you know, a monkeypox emergency. Yeah, a monkeypox emergency. Health officials are saying that, you know, monkeypox cases here in Houston alone are up 625% over the past 3 weeks. So, and I'm sorry, that's not Houston, that's the county. All right, so Harris County, which Houston is in Harris County. Alone, okay, that's just here. The monkeypox cases have risen 625% in just 3 weeks. Well, that's quite a bit, bro. What do you think, man? Is this gonna spread as and turn into another pandemic? You think? Is it possible?
I would hope not. You know, I would think monkeypox is a little bit curable. There's medication for it, so it's not as bad as, well, it's almost as bad as COVID, but it's not really as bad. So hopefully they'll be able to contain it, you know.
Yeah, so we'll have to see about that. Apparently, they're beginning to test wastewater in communities to monitor the levels of the virus. So it's all just developing. Well, actually, we've been hearing about it, but it seems like it's exploding now all of a sudden. It's exploding. Yeah. So they're saying it's close contact, and you have to have close contact with somebody. But, I mean,
yeah.
Like, what do they define as close, I wonder? Like,
hugging. Shaking hands. Talking really close to someone's face.
Well, you know, there you go. The shaking hands is just has to go. Shaking hands just has to fucking go now. Fuck it. You don't know where that hand's been, bro.
Yeah.
But, no, it's up in the air. Nobody knows. Nobody knows where that hand's been.
Yeah.
So here's an, you know, apparently you can protect yourself from this, or the symptoms, I should say, are fever, headaches, muscle aches, and lack of energy.
Yeah, it's just like the flu.
And so, it's not deadly. More than 99% of the people that get it can expect to survive. So,
okay,
the
so
same can be said
bad.
About COVID, though. The same can be said about COVID. It's the same fucking shit, 99%.
The only people that are at risk of COVID are possibly children, elderly people, and extreme obese people with asthma.
And, of course, Joe Biden, who has had COVID more than anybody.
Yeah, and he's elder. He's old, so.
President Joe Biden announced this week had COVID for the second time now in just, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. So
his staff doesn't know how to wash their hands.
And what's going on? We have an outbreak of COVID in the White. Is it just him, you think, or is it other people? He had to get it from somewhere. Why aren't they saying who he got it from or what the hell? He had to get it from somewhere. Somebody there in that White House.
I don't know. I'm just saying maybe his staff. I don't know. The White House had COVID before, so it wouldn't be too surprising. So
there was an outbreak of COVID in the White House. Notably, during the Trump administration, several of his people had it.
The last.
Yeah. So, and so I don't know. I find it interesting that, you know, here Biden is getting the COVID, but it seems like they're not announcing anybody around him that might have it, too. I mean, I don't know. I find it strange that nobody else has it around him. You know, what the hell? But President Joe Biden with COVID again. Maybe he needs to learn how to wash his hands.
Yeah.
He's double vaccinated. He kept on talking about how this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, you're going to get COVID. Blah blah blah. If you get the booster, the shots, and you're not gonna get COVID. Here he is having it more than anybody else, and they still don't know what the fucking vaccines. You know, they were just rushed out on anybody. They don't know what the side effects are of it. They're still trying to find out the side effects. Side effects are still coming up.
Yeah.
But I digress. So, Monica Lewinsky, bro, do you know who Monica Lewinsky is, Christian?
No, I do not know who she is. Please enlighten me.
Yes. Gladly. So, Monica Lewinsky, President Clinton, when he was president, you know. He had an affair with this lady, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
And then he denied it. And
is
then
this
the
woman they made that doc? Is this the woman that they made a show about on Netflix
or
whatever?
I'm sure they did, but I've not seen it. But I know that currently she's in the news for she's asking Beyonce to remove her name from a song called Partition.
Okay.
All right. So apparently she says that the lyric says Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown. And Monica Lewinsky famously was, you know, doing a dirty on President Clinton in the Oval Office.
Yes.
And then, you know, he exploded all over her. And, yeah, on the gown, right? And so she says, hey, wait a minute. You know, first of all, she says that she's beginning to learn to laugh about things which hurt or humiliate her. And that's how she survived the whole, you know, fiasco.
Okay, but now she has the trouble with this all of a sudden.
She also says that the thing about it is the lyric is wrong because it should say that he Bill Clinton on the dress. It's not Monica Lewinsky all on my gown, but Bill Clinton. Since, you know, he was the one that released, you know, on the gown.
I think she's missing the point. I think she's missing the point here, though.
What's the point?
Who cares? It's just a song lyric. Get over it.
She's famously, though, been in several songs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Eminem has rapped about her. You know, other people have sang about her and stuff, and this incident. So it's not the first time. She said, thanks, Beyonce, but if we're verbing, I think you meant Bill Clinton on my gown, not Monica Lewinsky. So that's a little funny thing there that came up this week. But, yeah, so that was that.
Yeah.
Let's move along.
Yeah. Climate emergency. Question mark?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've had weather on Earth for, you know, millions of years. And now all
millennia.
Of a sudden the world's going to end because, you know, there's a climate emergency.
That's not a climate emergency.
And we're the only ones doing that have to do something about it. You know,
there's no climate emergency. The only reason why the climate is different is because the COVID and the pandemic changed the ozone layer, and people haven't gone out to pollute the ozone layer. That's the reason why climate is different right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard that, but you know what? I don't doubt it. It sounds plausible. It sounds like it really, you know, it makes sense.
I mean, the fact that people don't go out that much because of the pandemic, the ozone layer
fucking
changed.
True.
That's why.
Which is true. I mean, you know, we don't go out as much like we used to. We learned during the pandemic they were forcing us to stay home and shit, that we learned to stay home and have fun here and shit. Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
But yet, you open up fucking Yahoo, and it seems like every other fucking article is geared at, you know, some type of fucking climate emergency and some shit like
Yahoo
that. It's like they're
full of shit. Yahoo,
it's like they're
Yahoo.com
trying to create it, bro.
Yahoo's full of shit. I wouldn't trust Yahoo at all. It's full of shit.
You open up AOL, the same shit. You open up all of them, any one of them. Fucking Google, they're all the same.
Yeah.
It's like a campaign oh, we got to save the fucking planet. Let's do shit to fuck up the gas and make gas fucking sky high, and we'll blame it on the fucking war. The fucking war over there in fucking Ukraine. What the fuck do we give a fuck about it?
I mean, yeah.
But yet somehow we send so much fucking money. We send them fucking millions and trillions or billions of dollars and a shitload of money and weapons and shit. And for what, bro? You look at the fucking pictures of this country, it's out there. Russia already fucked it up. What is there to say? This shit's been going on since fucking February, bro.
Yeah.
What is there to say? What the fuck is this about? They just keep sending more fucking money. I saw that they were going to send another fucking 500 and something million or whoever the fuck, something crazy. And then weapons and shit. Meanwhile, our military is weak as shit right now. And then they get all this, you know, Ukraine's always been a fucking corrupt country ran by corrupt politicians. And then they get the fucking, the shit, and they trade it off, you know, to other countries. And then other countries end up with our technology. It's all a bunch of fucking horse shit, dude. 619-924-0815 if you want to get in on this horse shit, because that's what it is. This fucking climate emergency, you know what it is, right? It's a bunch of fucking horse shit. They're fucking creating this shit, and Biden's over here fucking contemplating whether he's going to call a climate emergency, which if that happens, you know, then they'll be, you know, making us stay home and shit, you know, because we got to save the fucking planet. Meanwhile, you know, there's very few other countries that are on board with this. You know, don't get me wrong. There's Paris or France. Let's say France, not Paris, but France. You know, Sweden and, you know, a few other fucking liberal countries that are on board with this shit. But China, the biggest and India, the biggest fucking polluters in the fucking world, they're not on board with this shit. They could give a fucking rat's ass. But yeah, here we are. We're about to fucking have to suffer and shit over this fucking bullshit climate emergency. And it may not happen, you know, overnight. But trust me, my friend, it's going to happen. It'll 2 or 3 years from now, we'll be talking about it. And I'll be saying, you see what I'm saying? I told you it was going to happen. Just like a lot of this other shit that I said was going to happen. Go back and listen to the shows. I said that fucking gas prices were going to go through the roof. I said that we were going to have fucking inflation. Here we are. They're still refusing to call it a recession. The fucking government. It's all a bunch of fucking horseshit. And one hand washes the other. And meanwhile, you know, if this is going to fall on the people, young couples that are in love right now, getting married, having children and shit, man, their children are going to grow up in a fucked up fucking country, bro, because it's not going to be nothing like what you grew up in, definitely not nothing like what I grew up in. For example, you know, now you have to have fucking security at schools. Not just security, they have to fucking be locked in there and shit somehow. Because, you know,
yeah.
Nowadays, everybody's so fucked up in the head, they just go take a gun and fucking go shoot up a fucking classroom or something. And it's not because of the fucking guns. It's because people are screwed up in the fucking head now. Something has happened to this society that has made this happen. Because, you know what, there was guns back when I was coming up. Hell, I remember going in my first year of high school. People that fucking drove cars to school, trucks, that is. You know, I grew up in South Texas. A lot of people drive trucks, pickup trucks. Motherfuckers would have a fucking rack in the back with fucking rifles and shit. That's very common down here. People do a lot of hunting and shit. And you know, There wasn't fucking, you know, I don't even know if there had ever been a school shooting then. So guns have always been around. But now it's a fucked up society because politicians have turned it into a fucked up society by not fucking, you know, by not fucking pursuing justice. Even the justice that's written, it always gets fucking trumped down. You give somebody 5 years of prison for whatever crime they committed, they're not going to do 5 years. They might do one, if that. So there's no more accountability for fucking crimes. And that's the problem. And then, I mean, like right now, it's fucked up, man. You see people acting up, fucked up everywhere nowadays. You put on a stupid program like Inside Edition or some shit, and you're always going to see somebody acting foolish at a fucking Target or at a fucking somewhere, some grocery store, somebody just fucking acting stupid. They can't control their fucking feelings. They're so fucking delicate. They got to create a big fucking scene. And for what? To fucking be the fucking headline on fucking Inside Edition? To go viral?
Yeah.
Everybody just wants to go viral and create a viral moment. And it's taking this country. You know, the internet is partly responsible for this shit, too. But, you know, well, what can you do? You can't do anything about it. There's nothing we can do about it. Except for move on. To the shithole of the week, California, once again. Actually, I don't think the whole state's been shithole of the week. I know San Francisco's been shithole of the week before. But, you know, the problem with California is, like, they get all those fires over there, right? All right? And
yeah.
What do you expect's going to happen when you don't cut down your fucking dead trees and shit?
It's a fucking safety hazard, yeah?
Yeah. But no, they're such tree huggers that they can't even fucking cut down fucking dead trees and shit. Because, you know, they'll go after you, man. So now, finally, people are like, you know what? Fuck this, man. We're tired of this shit. You gotta fucking start cleaning this shit up. Finally, the people of California are finally they're finally waking up, bro. Some of them, I guess.
But is it too late?
Well, you know, it is. It really is. They should have fucking woke up long ago because, you know, California is all fucked up. And now a lot of people from California are moving to Texas daily, to Houston, everywhere,
yeah.
Dallas, everywhere. And they're coming over here. And you know what? It's not like they're coming over here and fucking they're going to start voting the way they voted in California. And next thing you know, they're going to fucking bring California here. And they're going to fuck up our state. See, our state thrives because our state fucking people want to come here because we don't have big fucking high ass taxes and shit, right? So rich people want to come here and stuff, all right? So now they're going to be building their corporations. People are moving over here and shit. Next thing you know, they're going to fucking bring their fucking the way they think and the way they vote here to Texas, and Texas is going to turn like fucking California, like fucking New York. Like fucking Washington. Total fucking shitholes.
Yep.
Total fucking shitholes. Because California is a fucking shithole. People are moving out from there in droves, bro. They're the highest fucking tax state. The fucking gas over there got to $7 a gallon, dude.
That's fucking robbery. That is a robbery. That's fucking unbelievable.
It is, but it's true. It didn't stay very long. At the highest that it ever got, I think it was like 702 or some shit, 704, something crazy. But it made it over $7 fucking dollars. Like, fucking crazy. And then not just the gas, but everything else with California. They're just so fucked up. Look at Skid Row, bro. You think Kennison, or what is that street over there in Philadelphia? Is it Kennison or? There's a famous street in Philadelphia where a bunch of people are just hanging out, all strung out, high and shit. Well, in L.A., it's called Skid Row. And you see fucking miles of people living on the side of the road in tents and shit.
Oh, my God.
And they don't even have bathrooms or nothing. So can you imagine how it smells in that fucking area, in those areas?
It is because the apartments are too fucking expensive and they can't afford it.
Well, you know, for whatever reason, still, they should actually know. I mean, it's mental illness is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
It's not wanting to fucking live by rules or anything like that. It's wanting to just be fucking drugged out. And strung out on drugs and living in a fucking tent. But California, shithole of the week, they're now people are getting tired of this. They're tired of fucking losing their homes and their fucking everything.
Yep.
They won't cut down the fucking trees, bro. Next thing you know, everything's on fucking fire. I've talked about this shit on this show. Go back and fucking listen. We talked about this shit a year or two ago. But you know why? You know why they can't cut down these old trees, bro?
Because too lazy to do it.
The Endangered Species Act. One of the reasons that they use.
The Endangered Species Act.
To protect a northern spotted owl.
Well, guess what? The forest fire. Guess what? That's kind of stupid, because these forest fires are still endangering the fucking species, you idiot.
I know, right? So what the fuck? The fires, you know what? The fires don't endanger the goddamn fucking owl. It's fucking hypocrisy.
Idiot.
Yeah, that's only one of the reasons, bro. There's several, and they're all fucking bullheaded reasons like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, California coming to Texas soon.
Yeah,
some motherfuckers, they're moving over here, bro, in droves.
Yep.
Much to my chagrin, bro.
Yeah. The next topic is the most serious one. War on religion. Ooh, boy. Buckle up for this one.
Did I really write that?
Yeah, you did. You put war on religion.
Because it is a war on religion. It's the churches are getting attacked, bro.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody says anything about it. And it's like, what the fuck? All of a sudden, we can't even speak about God in schools or anything. And because, you know, some people might get offended. Back in the day when I was coming up in school, we did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and all that, right? And
yeah.
Some people didn't do it because it wasn't their religion. Their religion didn't want them doing, worshiping a flag. You know, they felt that by, you know, idolizing a flag and pledging to a flag that you're idolizing characters that isn't God, and that's just not them, right? So I remember there would always be, you know, on occasion, there would be, you know, people that would sit out, right? And they just stayed sitting at their desk, and we did our Pledge of Allegiance, and the day would go on, and everything was fine. Well, eventually, you know, it got to be where, no, we can't have the religion, because these people will be upset. They'll be offended. So we got to do away with that. Same thing with prayer. was a recent case in the, you know, that just went to the Supreme Court about a coach that was trying to pray with his team after the game. Just say a little prayer. Thank God everything went okay and nobody got injured or whatever, you know. Or maybe it was before the game. I don't remember, but nevertheless.
It has to be
but
before
no,
the game.
They had to fire the coach and shit. They went to the Supreme Court, and guess what? The coach ended up winning. They were like, hey, we can't do this.
Maybe because they thought he was taking the knee, and you know how controversial that is. So maybe that's why they fired him.
For taking the knee?
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah, it seems like it's a war on religion. And I mean, it's just so prevalent everywhere, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody's saying anything about it. And soon enough, it's going to be where you know, I don't know. I mean, like in some countries, you have to, you know, people have to hide when they pray and stuff. I don't think it'll ever get like that here, but I mean, you never know. With seems like people are starting to adopt socialist tendencies here in America.
Yeah.
And with socialism comes, you know, authoritarianism, which, you know, leads to, you know, dictating what you can and can't do. And that wouldn't be, you know, cool. That would be like, you know, like I'm saying, you know, the country is just not really going to be the same. But yet, you have more and more people with socialist values and ideals and shit be getting elected. But there is a war on religion, and nobody says anything about it. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's brought on by the who knows? Let's blame China for it. Fuck it. Let's move along.
We got Kevin Spacey.
Along. This fuck, Kevin Spacey. You know who he is?
He's a famous actor, yeah.
Right? Yeah, he's a famous actor. Apparently, it was recently revealed that, not recently, but like a few years ago, that he was like grooming child stars and like all kinds of ugly accusations. Well, apparently, and he was doing a show, too, during that time called House of Cards.
Wow.
And apparently, now he's been ordered to pay $31 million for alleged sexual misconduct behind the scenes of the Netflix White House drama, House of Cards.
Oh, fuck. Well, I never watched the show, so...
I didn't either, but I know that it had a crowd of, like an underground crowd of people that, they used to love that shit. I never saw it.
$31 million. For what? What was the accusation about? What did he do?
Let's see. I know, right? We have to know.
Disclaimer, if there are children hearing this, I don't even know why children even hear about a politics show. Go to bed right now because this is going to be some fucked up shit you're about to hear.
It says alleged sexual misconduct. He played a character named Frank Underwood on the show. During the show was kicked off the series during its sixth season. After allegations had been made that he had sexually assaulted and preyed on young men, okay? So the show was going on, and then, that happened. Okay, I remember this. Okay, so the show was happening, right? House of Cards. Here's this show, 5 years already it's been on. And then all of a sudden, going into the sixth year, it was revealed that some big-time allegations came up that he had sexually assaulted and preyed upon other young actors, right? Like during the, while they were on set, shit. And
male?
He was,
male, right?
Yeah, yeah, males. Yeah, males. And,
so he's not, so is he bi or is he like?
I would guess he's bi. I would guess he did that one movie. I can't remember the name of it, but he was like, man, it was a fucked up movie too, man. He was jerking off in bed to like his daughter's girlfriend.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
In this movie, yeah. Something strange thing. I don't remember. No, not strange thing. I can't remember the name of it, but anyway. So anyway, now he's being forced to pay this money. An arbitrator was involved, apparently. What it is was they had argued that he owed them millions in lost profits because of his misconduct. It forced them to remove him from the sixth season of the show. And it had to trim down the season from 13 episodes to 8.
He fucking sabotaged his own show.
Yeah, he basically would be, you know.
But,
so,
but seriously, forget about fucking money. This guy should be in fucking jail. Should be in jail.
I mean, apparently they said that his behavior amounted to nothing more than, well, this is what his attorneys were saying, that his behavior was nothing more than mere sexual innuendos and innocent horseplay.
Nah, no. If they're younger than you, no. That no.
Yeah, yeah. No. But I don't think that. I tend to believe the accusers in this. So anyway, that's what's going on with this guy. Have you ever seen that movie? He was in a great movie. Kyle's. What is it? Something Soze?
I've never watched any of his fucking movies. Not watched a single one of his movies.
Kaiser Soze. He was a. It was a movie called. The fuck was the name of it? The Usual Suspects. Yeah, the Usual Suspects.
Oh, I feel I feel dirty now. We're talking that now from this guy. I feel dirty.
Oh, no, stop it. You guys are the unusual suspects. That's much different, buddy. You guys are unusual, but you ain't fucking no fucking dirtbags. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, Kevin Spacey ordered to pay $31 million, bro. That's more than that's three times more than Amber Heard. More than three times.
Well, did he?
Well, I don't know yet. This just happened, so he's apparently gonna have to fucking pony up $31 million. I don't know where he'll get it from, but he pled not guilty to all counts of sexual assault in the UK. And his trial has been set for June 23rd.
What year?
Of next year. I'm sorry. For June 6th of next year, his trial's been set.
Okay.
The charges against Spacey consist of four counts of sexual assault against three men now in their 30s and 40s. Between 2005 and 2013, he has also been charged with causing a person to engage in penetrative sexual activity without consent.
Oh, fuck, man. At that point, that's rape. Like, isn't that what that is?
Is it, what did you say? It's what?
it's rape. If that's the case, right? You just said penetration.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. So we'll see how that develops, and now Kevin Spacey is on our update list, because we will keep you updated on Kevin fucking Spacey and his egregious behavior. Speaking of updates, let's get to some updates. We got Deshaun Watson, the quarterback that I've been talking about. He was a big-time college quarterback, won a championship with Clemson. I remember watching it. I remember watching him play. He was great. Then he became the quarterback of the Houston Texans. So I got to see a lot more of him, and I got to, you know, see him in the news and stuff. Always seemed like a good kid with the way he spoke in the media and stuff. However, there was always something off about him that I saw him as like an awkward kid. Well, then next thing you know, he was demanding to be traded after signing a big ass contract with the Texans, like a record setting deal. And he was demanding to get traded because he didn't get his way as far as the coach that he wanted. He wanted to have input on which head coach was going to come coach the Texans. And they didn't let him in on that. And so he got upset, said he was going to leave, and so he didn't play that entire season because he was like, fuck it, I'm not going to play. He had a no-trade contract clause. He had an ironclad deal, bro, where he couldn't even be fucking traded if he didn't want to, and he had to decide what team he was going to get traded to, and just all kinds of shit like that. So the Texans lost out on a quarterback that whole year, and the whole thing was fucked up. But then next thing you know, the Texans were saying, before that happened, though, the Texans were saying, Deshaun Watson is not going anywhere. He will be a Houston Texan. And I think they already knew this was going to happen, because next thing you know, several women made allegations against him, and these were allegations are fucked up, bro. And then they even went 24? To like, it was more like 60-something.
Oh,
but,
fuck.
But 24 are the ones that went with charges, or they tried to, you know, sue him or get money out of him. There's been a lot more than that, but 23 of them had to give, you know, depositions and shit like that and were interviewed and stuff. And these interviews and stuff, a lot of the details have been released. And they're strikingly similar accounts these women describe. He goes in for a massage. First of all, he was allegedly seeking women on, you know, social media, massage givers on social media. Okay. Through apps, you know, like Instagram and what have you.
Yeah.
And then he would, you know, schedule a massage, and then he would show up, and he would, a lot of them sound like he was just there preying on them, and that's the sickness of it. Some of them did say that they consented to have sex with them. Many others said that, you know, he basically violated them by, you know, allowing his penis to touch them in a way, you know, that's unpermissible and whatnot during a massage.
Fuck's sake.
It was really ugly. So this week, so then finally they said that, you know, they were going to get a judge, a retired judge, that was going to be the, you know, arbitrator and whatnot, and decide what kind of punishment he gets from the NFL. Okay. So that happened this week, and they suspended him for 6 games.
Well,
now,
what the fuck?
People have
That's
been suspended
different...
for smoking weed in the NFL for like a whole season. And this guy had all these heinous allegations and shit, which you can't deny. They're egregious. And also it's strikingly, it's an amazing coincidence that these women had to do depositions and they described similarly the same behavior from this man. But yet the victims, you know, nobody believes the victims anymore. During the Trump administration, we had the Me Too movement, and we must believe all victims, they were saying. We must believe. Now, nobody gives a fuck.
You know, and you know who else doesn't help this case? Fucking Amber Heard, who fucking made a trial and used poor women's excuses of being a victim. And now no one's going to hardly believe anybody now because this bitch went on trial and she used real people's fucking attacks and, you know, sorrows to try to fuck over Johnny Depp. So she's part of the problem, too. She caused this, too, where people are not going to believe in the victim now. She caused this, too.
So this guy got suspended 6 games only.
Game.
And so now the NFL has appealed this decision and they are going to try to get more games suspension. But I think eventually they'll fail. And I think they'll be able to wash their hands with this by saying, well, hey, you know, we did the best we could. We even had a woman judge that we put as the arbitrator. And this was her decision. And they'll throw it at, you know, this lady, the judge, at her feet.
You know, the NFL has become such pussies. You know that? They became such pussies.
They really
have. I'm not even a big football fan, but they have become such fucking pussies.
I mean, I had a whole problem with it during the whole the kneel movement and stuff. Everybody kneeling and shit. You can't stand for the national anthem and all kinds of shit, you know, and like it really, you know, I had problems with the NFL back then. Since then have gotten over it, but this is also really fucked up. What does it say about what they think about women?
This guy fucking hold your fucking team hostage by not participating in a whole game year because he couldn't get what he wants. Now allegations are hurting your business, and the only thing you fucking did was suspend him for 6 fucking games. Wow.
That's strange, isn't
Fuck,
it?
That took a lot of balls, didn't it? That took a lot of balls to do that, man. They're such what a great football league the NFL
is.
We
are going to continue this discussion because I still want more out of this. But first, I am going to march to the refrigerator and get another drink. So in the meantime, check this out. Did the music play?
Welcome back.
Did the music play?
Yeah, I played it.
Oh, okay. All right. That, by the way, is the theme song from the show.
Yeah.
Full Tilt Boogie, it's called, by a band called Black Pussy, who, oddly enough, had to end up changing their name because people were so upset that they're white people
were upset because of the name,
that their name was Black Pussy, that they were showing up at their shows and, you know, promising violence if they played. So white people did this. Okay,
we all know the real reason why they changed the name, but I'm not gonna say it.
So that's what happened there, but I digress.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just people getting their way, and if they don't get their way, they're gonna do. They're gonna go with violence, and
yeah.
That's just the American way now, as evidenced, you know, by these abortion, this abortion deal that's going on right now. Did I even put that in there? I didn't.
No,
I did
you
not put it in there.
The next. No, you
but
didn't
it is,
put it in there.
But we weren't talking about it, though. We were talking about, what were we talking about that I wanted to continue on? The
NFL? We were talking about the guy who...
Oh,
the
Deshaun.
Guy who,
Deshaun Watson, yeah. So six games, bro, and you got people that have been suspended for way less. I'm sorry, way more than six games for way less shit. You know what I mean? Like... Tom Brady, when he was accused of not handing over his phone, well, he didn't hand over his phone. They wanted to see his phone. They were trying to get him over some shit that he had deflated some balls so that he could get a better grip on him in rainy weather. It was never proven that he did anything. They wanted his fucking phone. He was like, fuck you. I'm not going to give you my phone over this bullshit. They suspended him four games for that. Other
four
people
games
have been
because
suspended
he
like 12 games for smoking weed. But yet this guy, these are some serious allegations. And then they're so creepy, too, when you read them, bro. Because they're out there and they're public knowledge. You can look into them and they're out there. They're public documents. And they're fucking creepy as fuck, dude. And he gets 6-game suspension? I mean, come on, man. NFL needs to fucking clean that shit up in a hurry, because if they don't, they might just get this fucking fiasco. I mean, the Me Too movement might just come back, and this might be the reason. And you don't want that to happen. I don't know, really fuck up the NFL. But you know what? It might happen. It might happen. And I'll tell you why. Because The Rock is, you know, one of them, a big-time elite,
yeah.
A big-time elite, owns the USFL now. And he's in bed with, you know, HBO and a bunch of other power giants, media giants and whatnot. So they might just say, hey, you know what, let's take the fucking NFL out. Let me get my Me Too movement executives on the phone and get them to start some shit on NFL, and we'll use Deshaun, you know, as the catalyst, this Deshaun situation, because it's a hell of a situation for the NFL to not fucking, you know, get more than 6 games out of this. Now, they put themselves in the bind by doing this, by you know, being pussies, for lack of a better word, and not giving the punishment themselves. Instead, they ended up getting an arbitrator judge to come in, a female, no less, who decided that 6 games was enough punishment.
Oh,
well, I believe that, you know, they did that so that if somebody starts coming after them and making noise, a.k.a. Me Too movement or something like that, emerges, they can say, well, hey, that wasn't our decision. We let a female judge do it. And wash their fucking hands with it. Well, they continue on making the fucking billions of fucking dollars. What do you think? You think they're capable of doing something like that?
I think it's all bullshit, you know. This guy will be fired.
Yeah, I mean, at least a whole season suspension, at least.
I mean, he took one whole season of off. Haven't had another one. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him. He should be blacklisted from football. What?
Moving on. More updates. There's another update. Oh, yeah. Brittany Griner, that lady that we talked about last week, the basketball player, charged in Russia with, you know, having a weed vape. Pen.
Yeah.
got sentenced this week 9 years for having weed vape pen.
Oh, so I guess the trade-off didn't go through then.
No, the trade-off didn't go through. They wanted to go, and, you know, in hindsight, it makes perfectly great sense. Russia's like, no,
yeah.
Fuck that. We ain't doing no trade-off. We're going to give her the 9 years first. We're going to give her we're going to slap her with the sentence first, 9 years. And then we talk about a trade-off. And then we talk about a trade-off. And then, you know, and that's what they're going to do.
Poor girl. Poor fucking girl. Well, actually, no. Shame on her for fucking sneaking drugs in the fucking airport, actually.
Right.
But I think 9 years is a little excessive. But, you know, shame on her. She should have known better.
She should have. So, yeah, 9 years is a damn shame. It's crazy. But let this be a fucking lesson to anybody traveling abroad.
Never
don't take fucking drugs with you when you're entering a country that, you know, you're not there, from there.
Yeah, they'll
you don't
find fucking you out.
Laws.
She's just lucky she's locked up, you know. It could have been worse, way worse.
Yeah, like look what happened to that guy in North Korea. There was a few years back, there was a guy that went over there on a trip with like some school or something, an American, decided to steal a poster from their wall at the hotel.
Oh,
a flyer that was there. Yeah. They fucking busted him. Yeah, they fucking busted him, bro, and fucking had him in their prison. The U.S. finally got him back. But they got him back. He was beat to shit, dude. I think he died, or if he didn't die, he's still fucked up. Like, he'll never be the same. I think he died, though. Like, they sent him over. He was already fucked up on his deathbed. Don't quote me on that, but 619-924-0815. That happened here just, like, recently, like, 2, 3, 4 years ago, somewhere around there. But I digress.
Yeah, we got Joe Biden. COVID-19, you know?
Well, we already talked about him.
Oh, okay,
He's got COVID again, bro. What the fuck's with this guy?
I don't know.
And have nobody else around him is getting it? How about Dr. Jill?
Yeah, I don't know who that
anybody
is.
Anybody else fucking has COVID? Dr. Jill is his wife, Jill Biden.
Oh, Dr. Jill, okay.
Yeah, Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill, baby.
Well, let's forget about the Biden family since we talked about it. Yeah, you're right. Let's go to a person that I know all too well, you know, Jeanette McCurdy.
Do you know what's going on with her right now?
Yeah, there's like an accusation that they made her wear
Fill
a bikini.
Fill us in.
They made her wear a bikini. And one of the staffers gave her alcohol when she was working in Nickelodeon. For those of you who don't know who Jeanette McCurdy is, this is the actress who played Sam Puppet in the shows iCarly and Sam and Cat from Nickelodeon. She quit acting because she had a terrible childhood with Nickelodeon because of the creator, Dan, whatever his name is. The guy's a fucking creep. He has a strange foot fetish. He made the girls in the show, who were young, by the way, at the time, wear fucking bikinis and short clothing and foot fetishes throughout every fucking show he did, like Victorious, iCarly, Sam and Cat. The guy's a fucking pervert. He's a sick pervert. So,
wow.
Yeah, so Jeanette
Let
McCurdy
me tell you what I
is
know
uncomfortable.
About Jeanette McCurdy. Until today, I only knew the name, and I knew that she was a star on one of those shows on, you know, one of those channels, Disney, Nickelodeon, or something, right? But I didn't know who she, you know, I didn't know, was she iCarly, or was that the other one?
No, it was the other one. It was Miranda Cosgrove.
Okay, okay. So anyway, Jeanette McCurdy was on iCarly. Because this is what I know. I know that this fucking iCarly is everywhere. Like, if you go on Pluto or Roku, something like that, and they, you're flipping through the channels and shit, you're going to see iCarly on somewhere. That's a
it's
given,
a popular
for sure.
Show.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. But then again, I'm old. You know, I'm a lot
it's
older.
It's a good show, but in a way, it's tainted because of what's happened. You know, it's tainted because the creator is a pervert.
Wow. See, now I had no idea of all that, that he made them wear bikinis and all kinds of shit like that and had a foot fetish. And but, yeah, it says here that the creator allegedly pressured her into drinking while she was underage and that he gave her massages.
Yes. Disgusting.
And I got, if my daughter's on a fucking set and she's getting massages and shit by the fucking producer of a show, I mean, come on, bro. Something ain't right there. So apparently, this guy's name is Dan Schneider. He was investigated by CBS, by Viacom CBS.
Yeah.
Prior to his 2018 departure from the media giant Nickelodeon. She said, McCurdy says that the creator guy, that he had a two-faced personality.
Yeah.
That included a generous and over-the-top complimentary side, as well as a mean-spirited, controlling, and terrifying one that would make grown men and women cry with his insults and degradation. Wow. $300,000 they were offering her in hush money to not talk
That's
publicly
bad.
About it.
$300,000. That's
so.
That's kind of
she went,
insulting.
She went on to write, and I guess this was on social media, this is a network with shows made for children. Shouldn't they have some sort of moral compass? Shouldn't they at least try to report to some sort of ethical standard? So apparently
Weird.
She was promised an iCarly spinoff, which was the program that
shit.
Ultimately became Sam and Cat.
It was shit. It was shit. It's like a crossover spinoff because the character Cat was also in another show called Victorious, who was played by Ariana Grande, who also fucking Dan Schneider wrote her to get a wet t-shirt while wearing like very small clothing. She was young, by the way, Miranda Grande, Ariana Grande. So there you go, pervert. So it was bad. It was not a good spinoff. It only lasted for like I think one season before it got canceled.
Yeah. So there's a lot of creepiness. I'm reading this as you're talking and as we're talking about it. And there's a lot of creepiness to this. She was embarrassed by being pictured in a bikini at a wardrobe
yeah.
fitting. And just all kinds of shit, just all kinds of madness. So I wonder how the other women, Ariana Grande and the other one, Miranda Cosgrove. Oh, she's a darling. Darn.
Well, don't say that.
Well, I mean, you know, clearly she's in her late 20s.
Yeah. So I think they keep
anyway,
it between themselves. I think they keep it between themselves.
Man, that's fucked up, bro. Like, I wonder what all he did to them.
What? The same thing, probably.
Or maybe more.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just keeping it in.
Because I'm telling you. I'm telling you. All the they're like, majority of some episodes in all his shows have something to do with fucking feet and foot fetishes. It's fucking creepy.
Oh, my God.
He never did that in Drake and Josh, though. That was the one show that was not creepy because it had no girls in it.
What's it called?
Drake and Josh. Drake Bell and Josh Beck.
Oh.
That was the only not creepy show because Miranda Cosgrove was in that show. I don't know what... imagine if he did that shit... Because Miranda was young, way young in that show. That's even more creepy now that I think about it.
Wow. So, yeah, this guy definitely fucked up. And now he's been exposed. And this is a hell of an outing. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to him. And I wonder what took so long for her to come up with this, like why she waited so long to, bring this to light. It's a damning situation for everyone involved, and it sucks that she had to go through all that. And I just wonder how many more victims are out there that never spoke out.
I don't know.
There's got to be shitloads more, bro. There has to be. So let's go ahead and take a little break. We've earned it at this point.
Yeah.
And we'll come back. We'll finish out. We'll finish out strong because we got some other shit we got to talk to. We got to get to the bottom of right here on Full Tilt Boogie. So stay tuned and we'll be right back with more on the World Generation Podcast Network. I'm looking for a mega girl to complete my mega world. Been looking every single night and day. Oh yeah, she mega in every way. So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, that Friday night, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local news. Chuck Elite inviting you to tune in to Dynamite Fallout, a show where Christian Killjoy and I break down AEW Dynamite's weekly episodes right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. That's Dynamite Fallout, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there. Trending Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Trending Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Trending Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford, Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. We'll be right back.
listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. The Full Tilt Boogie right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. We're coming to you on Saturdays now. Got to change up that commercial spot. Saturdays, not Fridays. No more Fridays for the Full Tilt Boogie. We're on Saturdays now, Christian. What do you think about a new Saturday? You like Saturdays better or do you prefer Fridays?
I like Saturdays.
Because, you know, if you preferred Fridays, I suppose we could do it on Friday.
No, I'm good with Saturdays.
Yeah, I like Saturdays. We'll keep it at Saturdays for now. We'll see what the hay. We'll see what the hay. So, yeah, moving on. Let's go ahead and wrap up this show. We'll pick it up to lightning speed. Unless we get caught up. Sometimes we get caught up. I do. I know I do. But shit, dude, Mike Tyson's in the news lately.
Oh, that lunatic. Okay, what the fuck has he done this time?
Well, I don't know that he's done anything. Really, he has his story, you know, his whole Mike Tyson story.
Yeah, he
loves
somebody here fighting it.
Yeah, he did that too. He loves pigeons.
Lunatic.
We know he has an affinity for pigeons and... You know, he grew up a very crazy life, became what he is, a multimillionaire boxer. But now he's claiming that Hulu stole his story. And he says that I'm not a N-word you can sell on the auction block.
Okay, I don't know where he came up with that. Why would he say that? But okay.
There's the debut of Mike, which is a limited series that follows, you know, his boxing career from his early childhood to his days in prison, even to his, you know, boxing, you know, superstardom. So the series is set to start in August 25th. And it's going to have, you know, I don't know who these actors are, but some actors on there and what have you. But anyway, Tyson claims that he's been looking to tell his story for quite some time. And so with the recent launch of, you know, Legends Only League and the excitement from fans following his return to the ring, he now feels that he, you know, like it's the perfect moment for him. He looks forward to collaborating with some folks and a creative team to bring audiences, you know, a series that not only captures his professional and personal journey, but also inspires and entertains.
Okay.
He said, "Who's?" Yeah, go ahead.
Or maybe he just wants to be relevant again, you know?
In a deleted Instagram post from February 2021,
yeah,
he accused the Hulu of corporate greed and tone-deaf cultural misappropriation. because they announced the film during Black History Month, no less. He said, Hulu's announcement to do an unauthorized miniseries of the Tyson story without compensation, although unfortunate, isn't surprising. This announcement on the heels of social disparities in our country is a prime example of how Hulu's corporate greed led to this tone-deaf cultural misappropriation. Oh, this is, these are the attorneys talking.
There's no way Mike Tyson could come up with that.
But he did say, Hulu stole my story. They're Goliath and I'm David. Heads will roll for this. Of course, his rant didn't stop there. He ended up saying, hey, Hulu, I'm not a N-word you can sell on the auction block. Hashtag slavery is over. Hashtag fuck Hulu.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's making something that's not fucking there. He's making it seem like Hulu's fucking racist. No, they're fucking not. Shut the fuck up.
He said, wow. I don't know if he wrote this one either, bro. But it's on his Twitter. He says, Hulu's model of stealing life rights of celebrities is egregiously greedy.
Nah, that's his fucking ghostwriter. Sorry.
Yeah. Egregious. I mean, I used that word earlier, but then again, I have a pretty good vocabulary. What do you think? You hear me use words all the time, I'm sure, that you're like, I can't believe that motherfucker pulled that word off.
Hey,
you ever think he'll get a fucking Dark Side of the Ring, or is that just wrestling based?
That's just wrestling. There is a Dark Side, but that would be in '90s. That show in '90s or '80s, but there is no Dark Side of the Ring. That's canceled.
Oh, so that show went out, huh?
There wouldn't even be a Dark Side of the Ring. He only appeared like twice in WWE. Nothing really happened.
No, but I'm talking about like if they did a Dark Side of the Ring of his boxing career,
well,
and
they
could even include
anything
in the ring he did.
Well, they have to do a boxing side of it.
I don't think they would have to. It's a ring is a ring.
No, I mean there are dramas. Between boxing, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, I feel like the story's been, you know, by Hulu doing it and not him, I feel like they're probably missing a good part of the real story.
Nah.
But I think I would have rather seen it done by him because he's a crazy fucker. I think if it had his influence in his own story, I think it would be better.
Here's my thing, though. I don't think nobody asked to fucking watch a documentary about fucking Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I said it.
So I think he's always had problems with his finances too, though.
Yeah.
So we will keep you posted on Mike Tyson and where he goes from here, but he's, you know, there's obviously going to be some kind of lawsuit.
There's not going to be no lawsuit.
I mean, these are attorneys talking over here.
Yeah, but still, they're not going to be. He's going to get it. He's going to say, oh, who cares?
Yeah, he's going to say that after they give him a settle out of court.
Yeah.
But we'll keep you posted on that shit with Mike Tyson. So let's get on to some more news that I've got here. We already did Monica Lewinsky. We already did Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah.
I had this fuck Alex Jones on here. Do you know who that guy is?
Alex, is he a football player too? Or is he
a
UFC
fucking
fighter?
Fucker that does podcasts and shit like that. And he was coming up. He came up with this conspiracy theory that the fucking shooting over there in Florida at the school, he was saying that it wasn't real, bro.
Well, is he fat? Is he a fat guy?
Yeah, bald fat guy.
He's fucking psychopath. No, he's a fucking psychopath.
Bro,
I know him.
How the fuck is this not? Was that story not real, dude? I mean, come on. He was completely out of line, and because of that, he's been ordered to pay like $500 million or something crazy for being a fucking douchebag. That's fucking crazy nuts, bro.
He literally interrupts people getting interviewed while they're being interviewed and goes up to their faces and tries to start a fight with people that he doesn't like. Guy's a fucking psychopath.
Excuse me, it wasn't $500 million. It was $4 million, but still. I mean, $4 million over bogus claims that the shooting was fake. I mean, what the fuck?
Fucking shooting was fake. Yeah, okay. Tell that to the grieving family that lost their children, you fucking
the
idiot.
The fucking nerve, bro.
Fucking idiot. Conspiracy theorist. There are some normal conspiracy theorists, you know, like, they don't fucking sound too crazy, but this guy's a fucking whack job, okay? Don't ever listen to whatever the fuck this guy says. He's a fucking idiot. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's a fucking deranged moron.
Damn, are you talking about me, bro?
No.
Do I make sense?
No, I'm talking about Alex Jones.
I know, but do I make sense? I say some outlandish shit on here, you know?
Yeah, but you don't fucking say that shootings are fucking fake. That's fucking horrible.
That's out of line, bro, straight up. If I was a victim, a family member of one of the victims, I would want to fuck this guy up. I mean, what do you mean it's fake? Is this fucking fake when I'm beating his fucking ass? He's fucking stupid. And too bad it wasn't more than $4.1 million. For being a fucking douche. The fucking douchebag. Fucking bears. We had a fucking black bear entering. No, I'm sorry. Not a black, just a bear, okay?
Yeah.
We had a bear entering a Connecticut home. He raids the kitchen for some snacks. Guy was doing yard work at his house. Went inside for a drink and found a bear snacking in his kitchen. There's a fucking video of this bear. There's a fucking video of this motherfucker. He's standing in the fuck kitchen fucking having snacks. Get the fuck out of here. These fucking bears are out of line, bro. They go anywhere the fuck they want. He went into his kitchen, found a fucking bear snacking on some marshmallows and peanut butter crackers.
This is ridiculous. This bear shit is getting ridiculous. Now they're breaking into people's houses and shit. It's getting fucking ridiculous now.
She said, go on, get out of here, she said in the video. This is a fucking video. I saw it.
Stupid. Lady, why the fuck are you telling a bear to go on? You think it's going to respond back to you?
It's going to understand you?
Yes.
The bear all of a sudden knows the English language? Oh, that's
fucking
gold,
idiot.
Bro. The bear all of a sudden knows the English language.
Fucking idiot.
Go on. That way. Go. Get out of here.
It's not a fucking dog, you moron. It's not a dog. You're talking to it like it's a dog.
It was determined that the bear had broken through a screen door to get in the house.
Screen fucking door.
the wife came home and said that the refrigerator in the house in the home's garage had also been ransacked a few days earlier. They suspect it was the same bear behind both incidents. Fucking bear was fucking preying on this family.
The bear repellent.
So they contacted authorities, and the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection said that they would be placing a bear trap near the couple's home.
That ain't gonna fucking work.
What will result with this bear if they put him in a trap? Are they just gonna let him loose somewhere else in some other neck of the woods, or are they gonna fucking? Or are they gonna fucking, you know, take him to a zoo?
That's fucking time.
Because you can't put him in a fucking circus, because people will get fucked up about it. How can you have a bear in a circus? How can you have a bear in a circus? It's cruel.
Yeah. You know what else is cruel? Wrestling a fucking bear. That's cruel.
A bear fucking getting in your house for fucking to rob you of your fucking food. That's fucked up. But it's more fucked up, though, if the bear gets in your car and is trapped in your car for nearly 8 hours.
Because at that point, the bear is going to die.
A filthy fucking bear, bro, in a fucking car for 8 hours.
At that point, the bear is going to die of heat.
Can you imagine what a fucking bear smells like?
That would smell like fucking dead carcass. Awful.
A Montana couple said that they are in the market for a new car after the fucking bear entered their vehicle and ended up spending the night inside their car.
Okay. Did he damage
their
car?
Their car alarm went off while the vehicle was parked outside their Red Lodge home, Red Lodge, Montana. After a quick investigation, it was determined that the mother bear had entered the vehicle while her cubs watched from nearby.
Great. What a good mother bear.
We called the sheriff's department and said, there's a bear breaking into our car. So the sheriff's department put the couple in contact with the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks personnel.
What a fucking horrible fucking mother bear leaving her poor bear cubs out in the cold while her fat ass is inside of a car.
Oh, shit. The couple said they were told someone would come to their house the next morning, but they had not yet realized that the bear was closed inside of the car yet.
How the fuck did the bear lock itself inside of a fucking car? How does that even happen?
They said, every once in a while, you'd hear a crunch. I thought it had a garbage can it was chomping on or something, but it was my car. It was crunching up.
Oh, fuck.
Then they realized in the morning that the door had been closed behind the bear, trapping the animal inside for nearly 8 hours. This was
eight
overnight.
8 hours inside of fucking those poor.
Yeah, this
I
was
feel
overnight.
Bad for the bear cubs. Like, mama, why the fuck did you leave us out in the cold, you fucking fat bitch?
So the homeowner then decided that he wasn't going to wait any longer for the, you know, the wildlife officials to show up. So he used a stick to open the door from a safe distance and freed the mother bear. And of course there was
so long for the
because they're fucking useless, bro.
Fucking useless. fucking useless.
So they posted photos on Facebook that showed the damage that the bear left behind. Of course, there's always damage.
Can you imagine the shit?
Whether it's a fucking screen door. Yeah, I know, bro. Oh, my God.
Bear shit in your car.
The fucking flea bag bear. The fucking flea bag bear, bro, in the fucking car. Get the fuck out of here.
You feel that stickiness on the car door, that the car seat? That ain't fucking honey.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, that was going on with the fucking bears.
Yeah.
We have a Minnesota woman's fingernails have been dubbed as the longest fingernails by the Guinness World Book Records. Guinness World Records.
You should be fucking disgusted with yourself. The fact that you let your nails grow this long, that's not an accomplishment. That's fucking disgusting, all right?
Bro, her fucking nails have a combined length of 42 feet and 10 inches.
That's fucking disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself, woman. Like, seriously, this is not an accomplishment. It's not. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know how painful that's going to be when you cut it? If you're able to cut it, that's like attached to your fucking skin. That's disgusting. How do you sleep at night with those long
nails? How do you wipe your fucking ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Horrible.
That's a fucking sickness, bro. How do you decide that you're going to fucking grow your fucking nails 42 fucking feet long? At what point do you make that fucking decision?
Forget that.
Fuck it.
Forget
I might as well keep
how do you
going.
Drive your? Forget that. How do you drive your car?
I guess you'd have to take the fucking bus at this point. I mean, goddamn.
How can you get in the bus if your nails are too long?
Hey, but you know what? She made the fucking Guinness World Record.
That's fucking worth it.
She says
you're in a fucking stupid. You're in a fucking stupid book. I hope it was worth it.
She's been growing her nails for over 25 years. She said her longest nail is her right thumb. It's 4 feet 6.7 inches long. And her shortest nail is her left pinky that measures up at a 3 feet 7 inches long. She said that she started growing her nails after her daughter, Letitia, died from an asthma attack at the age of 16.
What the fuck? That's no excuse.
She was the only one who did my nails. She polished and filed them for me. She did my nails that night before. She was up all night, so I just couldn't cut my nails after that.
How old is this woman?
Let me see. No, it doesn't say.
Bullshit.
But she's been growing them for
fuck?
25 years. For over 25 years.
Fuck off, Mike. Seriously, you don't know how to cut your own nails?
A Minnesota woman.
Don't you have your husband? Are you married?
So, yeah, that's what's going on.
I hate that she had to use her daughter's death as an excuse why she couldn't cut her fucking nails. And the fact that she had to grow her nails.
Yeah, that's the most fucked up part. That's the most fucked up part right there. You're absolutely right.
She said it. She sounded like she said it so nonchalantly. That's the most creepy part.
Firefighters remove bear from laundry room of California home. They're in California too, bro. Firefighters in California responded to a home to remove a bear that had broken into the house and damaged a pipe in the laundry room to take a drink. This selfish motherfucker went in there, broke a pipe so he could take a drink. The Santa Barbara County Fire spokesman said on Twitter that firefighters were summoned to the Cuyama Valley home on Wednesday on a report of an intruding bear. His name is Scott Safechuck. Safechuck said the firefighters had arrived and the bear was relaxing in the laundry room, bro. He said the bear had broken the water pipe in the room and he was enjoying a drink. They escorted the bear outside safely and he let him loose and the bear immediately climbed a tree. Yeah, he climbed the tree so he could fucking wait there for the next time. As soon as they fucking leave, he's going to go fuck that house up some more. Now he knows the way in.
And he knows the way back, too. So, good one. Fucking idiots.
So
hey,
that's where we're at.
Fuck this house up.
That's where we're at, brother, on this week's episode of Full Tilt Boogie.
Yep.
I think that just about wraps it up. What do you think?
Yep, I'll wrap it up right now. Tune in next week on Saturday where we talk more politics, more updates, all the crazy shit of the world. But until then, good night, motherfuckers. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, what Christian said. Good night, motherfuckers. Have a good weekend.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.